Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
For some people, abortion is just a political ideology. It's pro-choice and pro-life. It's legislation pro or con with regards to abortion. It's Planned Parenthood without looking behind the scenes and what's going on. But for John Barros, it's life or death. It's reality. It's what he sees every day. He's our guest on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. John, thank you for joining Faith and Freedom. You are someone 6 days a week that goes out in front of an abortion clinic in the Central Florida area in Orlando, Florida. And you've been doing that for a number of years, every single day, all day long. And you're there on the front lines, 20 to 30 women, you have said, told us, each month choose life over death.
That's
20
amazing.
To 30 women choose life over death. That's 20 or 30 lives every
Absolutely.
Single month. That's almost, that's essentially one a day. John, thank you for
Yes.
your ministry. And share with our audience some of the stories of real encounters. Because for some people, abortion, as it was for me when I was a pastor, it was not something that I understood. It was not something that I looked at until one day I saw a video and the reality of abortion hit me. And from that moment on, it completely changed my view. And I got very involved in the pro-life movement. For you, it's an everyday reality. Share some of the stories that you encounter outside of these abortion clinics.
Well, the other day, Matt, and by the way, thank you for having me on this. This is such an honor. But the other day, had a girl named Anna that came down to have an abortion, and her friend Sarah had taken her. They're like 24 years old or so, and Anna was really bent on having an abortion, and she was extremely angry, yelling and screaming and all of that. But her friend Sarah came outside and said, said, look, I believe just the same way you do. I'm just being a support for my friend. And I said, young lady, do you understand in Proverbs 6 it tells us that God hates the hands that shed innocent blood? Nothing as innocent as that baby, and this baby's blood's going to be on your hands. You need to fight and do this. And then she got mad and marched inside, and I thought, oh, boy. But anyway, they're in there, and then the strangest thing happened. A couple of older ladies pulled in and came up and said, asked me if I was the guard, and I said, yeah, but not for the people you think.
I'm a spiritual guard. The lifeguard.
Yeah, and she said, oh, good. She goes, maybe you can help us. We didn't realize there were so many abortion clinics in Orlando, and we're just wondering, have you seen a girl that looks like this and the other one that looks like this? And I said, you know, as a matter of fact, about 20 minutes ago, they just went in here. And it turns mm-hmm. out that the mom I was talking to was the mother of the driver, and then the other lady was the aunt of the girl that was going to have the abortion. And these people were Christians, and they weren't wanting this to happen, and they're trying to get inside, and there was this kind of war that happened at the front door, but then the girls came out, and they were all fighting there on the front door, and Anna went back inside, and so did her friend, but then the two ladies came over and sat on the wall, and they were crying, saying, what do we do? I said, we got to turn it over to him, so we just started praying, and then as we're praying, they two came outside, and they were going to war. I mean, the driver had got it completely changed her heart.
Hmm.
And they went out back, and there's this brawl going on, literally screaming and yelling and all of this. And Sarah's yelling, I'm not going to be part of this. I'm not going to leave you here. You got to get in my car. And then after we kept praying, and the ladies kept wanting to jump up and soothe nerves, you know. And I said, no, stay here. God's at work. And And sure enough, Sarah came up and asked for the card to True Life Choices. And so sent him over there. And
so Sarah is the girl that was not having the abortion.
Friend, right?
She was the
correct.
Friend.
Okay.
So she's the one who then began to change her mind. She's not going to be part of this. And,
right.
and she asked for the card to True Life Choices.
And that's a pro-life?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it's a pregnancy center.
Okay.
And so they went over there, and the two ladies were asking me, what should we do? I said, I don't know. I'll be here, or I'll be praying for you guys. And they said, well, I think we're going to go sit in a parking lot next to that place and pray. And I said, okay. And then I found out later that Anna kept fighting and fighting and fighting, even after having her... Well, they have 3D ultrasounds over there, everything. And she kept fighting and saying she was going to still go have an abortion and all that. And then she left. And then I got a text saying, John, you're not going to believe this. Anna and Sarah met up with the other two ladies and were having pizza. And she, after she was done eating pizza, she came inside. She came back to the True Life Choices and hugged the first lady she could find and said, guess what, I'm going to have a baby.
Oh, praise
wow.
God. That is
so
awesome.
She got the 3D ultrasound at True Life Choices.
Wow.
Yeah, but see, people don't realize that, I know everybody wants to think that ultrasound is the ultimate answer, but, you know, it's a tool.
It's a tool.
It's helpful,
oh, absolutely.
But it's certainly, but God is the one that does these things. Then I came to find out that, you know, these people are Christians. A couple of them had fallen away, and the Lord brought them back through this.
The power of prayer.
And that's my number one focus that I look for there is Christians that may lose their trust in God, that he's not big enough to help them through this kind of a thing. And I get to see how faithful he is to pull his people back.
And then, John, when they do choose life, don't you have some support options you can give them?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I was one of them. they get help. I'm telling you. There's a support group, not just at, and it's not just True Life Choices. There's Life over at First Baptist downtown. There's others around as well. But beyond that, you know, we will get involved in their life as far as they will let us or as they need us. And the women in my church just love on these people.
Mm.
And it's so awesome to see these little kids now, some of them, you know, running around all over the place at church. It's pretty awesome.
Wow.
And, you know, that's such a message to all of us as Christians. We could all have a role in saving lives, whether it's like you on the front lines or praying or helping with a clothes closet or, you know, being there to hold hands for these girls. I mean, we could all have a role in helping to save lives.
Well, you're absolutely right, because I can't, when I'm out there, I have built walls in myself to protect myself because it's so painful. It really is. And so I'm kind of like a hard guy there. I'm more like a prophet more like a prophetic ministry. So these girls, when they choose life, they get turned over immediately to people that will love on them like they've never been loved on in their life.
Well, God's put you as a Jeremiah role there to help save lives. That's awesome.
Well, our guest is John Barros, and John, your stories have been very encouraging to us, and I know that they're going to encourage people who are listening here, and maybe there is someone who is listening to this program, too, who is in that situation where they think that the only option for them is abortion, and that will ultimately solve their problems. But, you know, one of the things that you and all of us have experienced is or know about is that choosing life is always the best option. No matter what your circumstances are, no matter how many dark clouds have gathered above your life, and no matter how complicated and how it seems that there's no way out, choosing life is always the best way. The circumstances will change, the clouds will move away, life will continue to grow and flourish, but death is permanent, and death will stay with you for the rest of your life. Jesus loves you, and he wants to manifest himself to you in an even greater way. So thank you, John, for sharing with us. For those of you who are listening, it may be that you're not able to go out in front of an abortion clinic every day or once a week, but you can certainly pray wherever you are. And as John said, there's lots of tools. There's the ultrasound, there's signs, there's literature. But the real change that happens is miraculous through the power of prayer, where hearts are broken and people are changed. You can pray. I would encourage you to adopt an abortion clinic. Have your church rally around and adopt a clinic near you.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. You can also call us at 800-671-1776. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.